of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Sam, the good house man.
Hey, yes, indeed. You got him.
Well, I haven't tried to ignore you, but it looks like I have. In fact, Pamela had a lot to do the last day, and she went to California. She had all the records.
Oh, I see.
And she's supposed to be in today, but she texts in and says, I ate some of that daggone airport food. Sick. I'll try to come in when I can. So when she gets in, give her a day to catch up. We'll get it taken care of then. We'll look at that. I've got several people sending me. I bet I got three on my undeleted list that's offered the same thing you got. Everybody, because you got good credit, everybody wants to loan you money.
Oh, yeah. Once it gets out there, you can't fight them off of the bat.
Okay.
Absolutely. Hey, I appreciate the call. I didn't want to bother you, but I was beginning to wonder.
Well, yeah, and I should have called you, but I knew you'd get anxious. If you was any kind of a salesman, you'd call me back.
Yeah. I got a little self-control, you know.
Yeah, not too much. I'm trying to get this new home, and I kept bugging my realtors. Listen, it's a model home. There's nothing in the garage. Let me bring some stuff and set it in there and get ahead. Mm-hmm. He sent me a text back. No, you're not going to have the home until after you've signed for it and a closing. So I text him back, and I says, before the closing, we got to inspect it to have anything done that's not right. Oh, that's right. Well, what day? I'm going out of town twice this next week, you know, getting back and stay a day or two and going out again. So we set for next Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Get my list of things I want done before I make the signing. Once you sign, you're SOL. You know what that term is, don't you?
Oh, I'm very familiar with it. Believe me, I've heard it once or twice.
That's what it means. Anyway, so he's being a hard nose. I tried to get him to lower the price a little bit on that home, and I says, you've used that home for a solid over a year, selling hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of homes as a model.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you discount that any more than that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm giving you $8,000 discount from what I originally asked for. I said, yeah, but look at the millions you made. In my business, I do prototype. We have to kind of write it off.
Sure.
Well, be honest with you, to make that same home this year is $20,000 more than what it cost me last year.
Wow. What's the big change that causes that?
Well, everything's going up. The economy is, you know, heck, people are buying like crazy because the interest is low.
Mm-hmm.
And I got 2.78% on my home for 15 years. That's not bad.
No, that's not bad at all. Anything under 3.
So I expect yours to be about 3.5.
Yeah, it'll be a little different than that just because it's unsecured, but you know, we'll be better than I'm sure. Do you have any idea the names of the other people who are calling you? Just out of curiosity.
I could go to my thing here. Let me see.
Just because I have an inkling. I have an inkling that many of them probably are not banks.
Well, you know, you've got that. I used to buy a lot from U.S. Bank.
Sure.
And the guy kept telling me, just like you say, you can't get the best deal from the ass end of the mule. You got to go to the front.
Exactly that.
And I said to him, I says, okay. I found a guy. I told him the same thing. I says, I don't like going to second loaners that borrow money from U.S. Bank and then pass it out. He says, I used to work for U.S. Bank, and I guarantee you, I can give you a better interest rate than U.S. Bank.
Oh, nice.
I said, well, okay. So over the last year and a half, I guess I've got dang near $1.5 million that I've borrowed just by signing it for it.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is your guy in Denver, right?
Yeah. He's pretty good. Okay, let's see. I've got it right here. That might have been a week ago. Bank of America. Oh, that's not bad. That's a last. Hello, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, let's see. Salt Lake Bank. Let's see. Machinery, Ken Smith, George, Doug Ward, National Geographic. I get so many emails, I hate them.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
I don't even run a business, and I get a ton of emails, too, so I can only imagine what you got on your plate.
Well, let's see. Oh, I don't know. You almost have to sometimes open them up to see what they have to say. But when I get a chance, I'll go through and I'll open them up and I'll write them down, okay?
Yeah, sure. I'd be interested to see what you're looking at, you know?
Yeah, there's... come on, adjustable mortgage rate, you don't want that, that's probably for the home. An introduction, just a cheap way to receive a letter, drop it. You don't know what you got until some of them you open up. Here's
yeah.
2 weeks in a row, we're down there 2 weeks ago. I might have deleted some of them, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'll get on my other work and keep smiling, and I haven't forgot you, bud.
Oh man, that's, you know what, that's a bright spot in my morning right there. I appreciate that. I really do.
Or you try to step forth to help them and they don't call you back, sometimes they're not worth calling back, but I'm glad you did.
Very true.
Okay, well, keep smiling, my bud.
Hey, you do the same, good friend. You do the same. And we'll give I'm sorry, what was her name? Was it Nancy?
Pamela.
Or? Oh, Pamela. We'll give her a day or two to get better, because I know that airport food can take some damage.
I'm going to be gone. I've got an assignment at the Bountiful Temple. I'm a temple worker tomorrow and then the next day, too. So I probably won't be back in until Monday.
Oh, okay. Okay, good to know. Keep my anxiety at bay.
Yeah, control your... I told my real estate guy, I guess, is I'll tie the old mule up.
Yeah.
Give him a bucket of oats to eat, and I'll try to sip on that lemonade and control my anxiousness.
Yeah, make it through the weekend.
Yeah. And by accidentally, I sent him a scripture. I don't know how it come up on my cell phone. He commented back and says, that's one of my favorite scriptures. I says, mine too. I don't know how it got there. Well, listen, you hang in there, bud.
All right, I promise I will, and you do the same, and I'm sure we'll be talking soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call.
You bet.